Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for September 10th, 2010.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
This year, the influenza vaccine actually contains H1N1. The manufacturers are making an abundance of vaccine. It's now starting to be available around the country.
A millimeter thick piece of mica has a million sheets, and so you've got so many spaces for molecules.
Exercise has the capacity to enhance your immune system slightly.
This week, can exercise stave off illness? The new flu vaccine, how bacteria cooperate with one another, and a new way to purify water. First, though, Suzanne Bard reports on an intriguing new hypothesis about the origins of life.
Life on Earth may have begun between the sheets of a mineral called mica. This is according to biophysicist Helen Hansma of UC Santa Barbara. She says molecules like DNA fit neatly into mica's crystal structure. And in the early ocean, tiny spaces between layers of mica, a million per millimeter, may have shielded organic molecules from the elements.
A millimeter thick piece of mica has a million sheets, and so you've got so many spaces for molecules. And then the sheets could also move up and down and do work on the molecules between them and maybe be an energy source for making big molecules out of little molecules.
She says the mica environment would have provided just the right amount of moisture for cells and would have been rich in potassium, which is abundant in cells today.
The crystal spacing is just about the right size for DNA and other nucleic acids to line up really nicely on it.
She's now working with other researchers to develop lab models of these processes.
Thanks, Suzanne. Speaking of microbes, listener John Davidson of Vienna, Virginia, called in with this question.
I have heard that when you start to get sick or feel ill, that it is possible to exercise vigorously to raise your body temperature, which simulates fever, which can sometimes help your body fight off incoming infection. Is there any truth to that?
To find out, we consulted infectious disease specialist William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. He says there's some evidence that exercise offers at least a modest benefit, but it's not because it raises your body temperature.
As far as I know, it's not actually raising the temperature so much, but some of the biochemical mechanisms that are in place with the exercise. When you're running around and you're being vigorous, your adrenaline goes up, and adrenaline constricts blood vessels, and that will ease up some of that stuffiness that you have in your nose and may reduce the amount of mucus production and open up some of your nasal passages so you get better drainage. And when that happens, there's less headache and less feeling of fullness in the face. You get better mucus drainage and your symptoms tend to improve.
He adds that exercising also gives the immune system a boost.
Exercise has the capacity to enhance your immune system slightly.
And speaking of staving off infections, Schaffner says the seasonal flu vaccine is now available at doctor's offices, health clinics, and many pharmacies. He says there are a few changes this year and that almost everyone should think about getting a shot.
This year, the influenza vaccine actually contains H1N1. The manufacturers are making an abundance of vaccine. It's now starting to be available around the country. The CDC now recommends this year is the first year that each and every one of us, all of us, age 6 months and older, that's virtually the entire population, should get vaccinated against influenza, and they have good reasons for that. Go ahead and take advantage of influenza just as soon as you can. The protection, I can assure you, will last into February and March next year. You don't have to put it off. Go in, get it early, get it done, and make sure everyone in your family gets vaccinated also.
And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. That's 1-800-949-4748. If we use your question on the show, we'll send you a Science Update mug. Next, Suzanne has some news about bacteria.
As bacteria become increasingly resistant to antibiotics, scientists are taking a closer look at how they do it. Researchers at Boston University and the Weiss Institute at Harvard recently found something completely unexpected. Strong, drug-resistant bacteria expending energy to produce chemicals that protect their weaker colony mates. understanding how bacteria work as teams will help researchers develop new tactics to defeat them. On the other hand, not all bacteria help their teammates. British scientists at the University of Nottingham have discovered that some Staphylococcus bacteria act selfishly, while others in their colony expend their energy producing poisons that kill cells and make people sick. These freeloader staph move into the battle zone and reproduce like crazy without producing any toxins. The researchers hope to create colonies of these freeloader bacteria that could be sent in to compete with the microbes that make us sick.
Thanks, Suzanne. And in the continuing fight against harmful microbes, developing countries have an urgent need for safe drinking water, but water treatment can be expensive. Stanford University scientists have developed an inexpensive system that uses cotton fibers infused with thread-like silver wires and carbon nanotubes. Connecting the material to a solar panel or a car battery generates an electric field that sterilizes water as it passes through. Well, that's all we have for you this week. Next week, astronomers have discovered a solar system that could be similar to ours, and we'll tell you how scientists are preparing to explore the moons of Jupiter. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.